Love.
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 Dare.
Love.
Love.
Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkau. Tischkau.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex and dating.
Hello people and welcome back to LSD with me. I am Prem, and that on the other end is my sister, believe it or not, and her name is Rogue. Say hi, Rogue.
Hi, Rogue. No, those are not really our names. And somebody wrote in and said, how can we trust you people if you're hiding behind pseudonyms? Well, the problem is that we have other lives.
No, listen, listen, listen. No, no, no. Screw that. Listen, it's such a cool name. Prem and Rogue, are you kidding me? Like, our real names would be so boring. So, buddy, whoever said that, think about it.
Yeah. Also, remember, love is a social disease. Hey, that's LSD. Love. Social.
There you go. And you know, we were told that every episode we always mention that, oh my god, we are now episode 18, yay, and now 19. So we're not going to do that anymore, but just to let you guys know that today, like now, we're legal.
Suddenly done.
Whatever, yes. Whatever you think that means, it is exactly that.
You know, most people can do basic math, and hopefully we've got subscribers who have been listening or binging.
What? Do you think people will guess that we've turned 21? I don't know. I don't know. Are they that smart? I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Touch
so, so we have an exciting lineup here for all you people. Rogue, do you want to just break it down and tell our listeners what's going to be discussed today?
Yeah, sure. So we're doing a Back to Basics Part 2 primer. Last time we did How to Meet Someone. And this time we're going to move on to what you do after you've exchanged numbers. So we hope you got that far. And once you do, you'll know what to do.
Yeah, because that's a very imperative part of, you know, going ahead from step one to either dating or whatever you may call
and
it.
And we're also going to talk about something most people find icky.
Something messy.
A lot of people, men and women, don't even like thinking about it, let alone talking about it, let alone touching each other when it's going on. We're talking about auntie flow, being on the rag, also called chums, and other stupid euphemisms. But we'll get into that after a tiny little break.
Enough said, period.
I see what you did there. All right. We are going to take a tiny, tiny break. And we'll be back.
All right.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
We're back and it's time for Dating 101. Last time was very basic. That was like dating 000. Now we're moving on. We are graduating. We're taking you one step further. With us, you can accomplish anything.
Anything.
We're here.
There should be an echo at the back. Anything, anything, anything.
All right. Prem, take it away. Tell us what the question is.
Okay.
Love.
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 And.
Darkness.
Going further than what was discussed the last time about the fact that you go to a bar, you strike a conversation, or you just meet someone, regardless, whether it could be in a grocery store, a yoga class, gym, bar, somewhere. And, you know, there's a spark, you guys exchange numbers, and then what do you do? So a lot of people have different ways of weighing out the time before they actually do something. So some people may wait an hour, some people may wait 2 days. So
well, when I was in Boston, which was several years ago, for several years, there was this concept of the 3-day rule. It was what was talked about by everybody who was dating. It's like you met somebody at a club or a party or a wedding or wherever, and then you had to wait 3 days. And this was the guy, the onus was on the guy. You wait 3 days before you make contact. In that 3 days, I don't know what the guy is doing, but the girl's usually going crazy. And I always thought it was a really dumb rule.
It is. That's so stupid. It was
but in
Boston, really?
But it was everywhere. It was the U.S. in like a decade ago.
3 days? More I mean, things can change in a day. Forget three. That's anyway, true. That's very stupid and that's passé. And look at where we are right now. We're in the world of technology. You have your Skype. You have WhatsApp. WhatsApp is an amazing app. WhatsApp has salvaged and destroyed so many relationships.
Fair enough. We're very instantaneous. And I'm glad. I'm actually very, very glad that we don't have to subscribe to that rule because it was really daft. And now there are people who will text you the very night. Like a couple of weekends ago, I met someone at a club and I was quite pleased. I thought it was cute that he'd messaged later that night itself and said it was fun to meet me.
And then wow, Rogue, clubbing and all. Look at you in Bombay.
Hello. It's not such an unusual thing. Anyway, so the 3-day rule you're saying doesn't exist? So what is a guy to do? Come on, tell me.
So
you,
okay,
Graham, yeah. Meet a girl and you exchange numbers, or you get her number or she gets your number. So what is a girl or a guy to do? How long do you wait? What is
I actually don't wait too long because it actually depends on the vibe. Sometimes, like the last person I met, I actually waited a day because I was really fucked up the next morning. I was out partying. I was just recuperating. So I waited a day to text this girl. But before that, if I met someone at a sushi place and I had a great interaction with that girl, and I texted her like about 2 hours later saying it was really nice to have met you. And, you know, so I just said something like, you have such good energy or something like that. But, you know, just to keep things alive and don't, because if you wait too long, it's going to kill it. You're going to kill the vibe.
Yeah. I agree. If you wait too long, it sort of fizzles out. You can't even remember what that person looked like, what the attraction was, or why you felt you'd clicked, and then your, you know, beer goggles or whatever that spark was sort of dissipates, and then you're just like, eh, forget it.
Exactly. It's just, you know, you lost the connection, you guys are on different tangents. So I would just tell people that don't wait too long. If you feel something, say it. Guys, don't be stupid, don't be overexcited. Usually guys actually have this really bad habit of shooting themselves in the foot because they come across as too eager and you know, they want to like make all these plans immediately, and that kind of would scare a girl off or would just put her off.
So the flip side though is that if you text for too long, the same thing can happen, like boredom. You might be texting a few people at the same time. Again, if you wait too long and keep like getting to know each other by text, sometimes it can be fun, but you're actually putting off seeing somebody, and that evasive sort of tactic again can mean a death note. So there is a balance to be found. So how long do you wait before you see somebody again? How long should someone wait? And this is for girls.
So this clearly depends. I'm glad you asked me that. It actually depends on the texting and the interaction that you have with the person. And, you know, WhatsApp is a great app. You can send pictures of certain things or where you're at.
What?
Yeah. You send pictures.
What, like dick pics?
No.
Don't do that. Guys, definitely don't do that. Especially with somebody you've just met.
Can you ever imagine me, of all people, sending anyone a dick pic? I mean, that's preposterous. And guys, that's like the most stupid, dumb thing you could ever do.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, for example, yesterday I was in Santa Barbara. It's beautiful. So I texted my friend, this girl I just met, and I sent her a picture of where I was. So sending a picture, what I mean is by sending a picture, it just supplements your messaging. That's it, something to talk about.
Yeah, if you've got a conversation going already, don't please send random scenery pictures if you haven't talked for like 2 days. That's really random. Boys and girls. What about girls, Prem? What do you think? Are girls allowed to text the guy first?
Absolutely, of course. And they should.
You don't think the guy's going to judge them and be like,
no, not at all.
She's really keen.
No, not at all. In fact, they get more brownie points if they text and you're like, oh wow, she's so cool.
So I hope you're right, but I have to say that, so last time I did that, I feel like it backfired. I met somebody, great connection, and he added me on Facebook the next morning, and so I messaged and he didn't reply, and I felt like shit, maybe I'd done something wrong, like I'd overstepped my limit, and maybe he was judging me for having made the first move. Maybe that's just too aggressive.
No, that's bullshit. Impressive. No, it's bullshit. You guys obviously were not on the same wavelength. I mean, you must have felt it that at the time, but obviously he changed his mind very quickly. And it's unfortunate when that happens, but it happens quite often. And the worst thing you can do is like start the guessing game, because you have no idea what the other person is thinking. So it's the most redundant, self-attacking activity that you would ever sit down and do. So please refrain from doing that. If someone doesn't text you back,
or don't fuck
it's
him.
Okay.
Because
move on.
You're not gonna see him again. No, what you're saying is right. Don't make it about yourself, right? You never know what's going on with somebody, which is what I've been trying to do. I've been trying to be very zen. Like, maybe I dodged a bullet. Maybe there's something crazy going on in his life. Maybe he's got a wild and nuts mother or something, like he has to look after. I mean, who knows what's going on? Or
is that the best, really? Is that the best you could come up
yeah,
with?
Yeah, on the spot. Yeah, that is the best I could come up with. Why don't you give me some scenarios?
I could think of a dozen. What if he was a criminal? What if he went to jail? What if he got convicted?
Actually, there is this guy I heard about who was totally ghosting on my friend. Like, he would keep disappearing, and he always had these massively bad stories about how he'd like spent the night in jail and had been wrongly arrested. It was just sounded like bad news and also lies. Who wants to be involved with that, right?
Well, he's a serial killer. Yeah, okay. So coming back to, I think we really drifted away. So coming back to what we were discussing, just gauge the situation. Don't wait too long. Make decent, intelligent conversation. Don't be stupid about it. And don't act too eager. Rule number one, don't act eager. Male or female. Calm, composed, and funny.
Right. And for a small fee, Prem will write your texts for you.
That's right.
And then you can send them on, all right?
Send my PayPal account.
In fact, you might find yourself doing both ends of the conversation. How funny would that be?
Yeah, I just have to switch voices, that's all.
Yeah. All right. On that note, we're going to switch voices and come back after this break.
Okay. See you later. Bye.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank you.
And we're back, and we have...
Hi guys, we're back.
I have an echo.
Oh my God, I just shouted that out. So excited. Hi guys, I'm back.
Right, and we are going to now take on the sex question. And it's a dirty question. It's messy. And some people in the world are sent to like huts and totally shunned for 5 days when they have this thing happen to them every month. We're talking about period.
Sex.
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 So our question comes from Damini, and she writes to us that,
Whoa, just a second. There's a girl called Damini, or did you just cook that name up? Because I haven't heard a name like Damini.
I know
ever.
Three Daminis. What's your problem?
Except for that movie with Meenakshi Seshadri and Sunny Deol.
What the hell? No, I know some Daminis, and of course this is not a real name. It's a pseudonym. And you people, if you can't send us a pseudonym that you prefer, I'm going to pick them, okay? So this is Damini, and I'm just really going to call her. So there.
Do you remember that famous dialogue from the movie? Where Sunny Deol says, "Ye dhai kilo ka haath."
No.
Jab gir gaya.
What was that horrible movie you watched, Ziddi?
There were so many horrible ones. Yeah. Do you remember him dancing? Whole day, whole night, dil bar se. Terrible.
No. His other song was something with a hello. Do you remember that? Dil ka murga bole, hello, how are you?
Subah subah jab khirki khole, baju wale ladki bole, dil mera bole, hello, how are
hello,
you?
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Wasn't that Sunny Deol? Oh, God. Okay, sorry. Damini, whoever you really are, I apologize for having picked this name because it has triggered this whole Sunny Deol reaction. So, back to Auntie Flo. Damini writes to say, she started seeing somebody recently and she's a little shocked that he will not touch her when she's having her period. What the hell is going on?
So I actually encountered that as well, and I can tell you why that happened. From most guys' point of view, it is it's a very messy deal. It's messy. It's bloody. It's
yeah. It is bloody.
Yeah, and also you know, if you have a sensitive nose, it's not the best smell in the world. But guys would have reservations, and plus, you know, it's a very private thing. Like, you know, like, you want to leave the girl for a couple of days to just, you know, do her own thing, rejuvenate, you know.
What? That is such
BS. I know. I'm just saying from a regular guy's point of view. That's how it is. Like, you just let that person be. And I think the basic reason that underlines all this is that how can you really trust something that bleeds for 5 days and is still alive?
What?
I was waiting for that reaction.
What kind of nonsense? Okay,
it's a joke. I'm joking.
Jesus, that's a terrible joke.
So, you know, it's not something that is openly discussed. I mean, hello, like, it's a cultural thing. I mean, siblings, girls, I don't think discuss this stuff. Families don't talk about it. So it's a,
not
it's
at all.
A,
yeah, you know, so when you go to buy, thing. It is a private thing. When you go to buy sanitary napkins, you know what they do here in India, right? They pack them up in a brown paper packet and they hide them. And then you hide it and you come back because it's so shameful that you're having your period. This most natural thing that every woman from the age of like 11 nowadays to 50 something has to deal with every month is treated like it's some sort of black scourge that you just can't deal with, let alone talk about.
It's nonsense. It's absolute crap. It's nonsense. And, you know, coming back to having sex while the girl has her period. So I can see why guys would find it so icky, because it is. It's not something that guys would look forward to. So I know it's crap, it's nonsense, but men honestly just don't know how to deal with it.
So you're saying it's the fear of the unknown as well as ickiness, right? Now look at it from a girl's point of view. I think a lot of girls are also freaked out by it, and they feel like it's icky and personal, and that they don't want to have sex. Okay, so that's fine. But there are advantages and there are ways around it if you're motivated. So I think it's actually the best time to have sex. In fact, if you're in a committed relationship and you are afraid of getting pregnant, this is that time when you can actually have sex without a condom. We're not advocating sex without a condom. We're just saying that if you're in a committed monogamous relationship, this is the one time where you can have sex without being afraid of getting pregnant. It's also really lubricated anyway. So if you can get over the icky factor, and just don't look down or close your eyes or turn off the lights, it's actually more pleasant and wet. And then the other...
And she's saying all this, making squirming and making all these faces, just to let you guys know.
No, because I'm trying to put it delicately. Also, you know, if you're worried about logistics and sheets and stuff, take a plastic bag, cut it up, put it under a towel and put it under
you.
Yeah,
I've done that. I've used an old towel or something. Just, you know... It's okay. It's not a big, it's not a very huge deal.
Exactly. It's just another day.
So I would just say that a true gentleman would figure out a way to pleasure his woman come what may. And a little bit of blood should not come between two people.
So it's funny this came up right now because a few weeks ago I was watching this American show called You're the Worst, and this is one episode where they're just hooking up, right? They're not in, and the show is about these two people who are just hooking up. And so at one point she says she's got her period and he's like, okay, see you in 5 days. And she gets really upset with him because it's, yes, of course they're just hooking up, but she's also a viable human being and she feels like there are other things you can do besides penetrative sex. And I feel like that's also an avenue that's open for you. So if you wear a tampon, you know, there are things you can do with your fingers and your tongues or toys. It doesn't have to be about gushing blood all over your body. Or you know what? Have sex in the shower. It's already going to get clean.
Yeah, that's a great piece of advice. So there but you have it, guys.
Wait. So, okay. But if Damini is convinced and her boyfriend is not, what can Damini tell her boyfriend to change his mind?
Well, she could kind of like pay him back in many ways that would make it exciting for him. So basically, she could, you know, pleasure him and, you know, bring out some of his fantasies as a reward or something like that. If, you know, I mean, if a girl wants to get it on and the guy's being a little bitch about it, then you gotta dangle the carrot. And I think that, and I really think that starting off in the shower is actually the most ideal place to initiate something like that.
All right, Damini, listen, we've given you tons of ideas, and hopefully you can just get your boyfriend to listen to this and be like, I don't know what Damini, I don't know who she is, but look, she has a similar problem, and you should listen to this brilliant podcast.
So Damini, before you go, I have something very important to tell you, and it's something like this. Jab ye 2.5 kilo ka haath padta hai, to aadmi uthta nahi, uth jata hai. That's the dialogue from Damini.
Just I don't FYI. Even know what that means, but okay. On that note, we're going to go away. Prem, I think you should take a little time to think about things.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store and to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
It's us, obviously. Who were you expecting? Like Tom Cruise? No, it's us, Prem and Rogue. This is the LSD cast. Yeah. It's our podcast.
Rogue, by the way, do you think we're getting close to getting sponsored on the show? Because I have this feeling that we are. Like, I really sincerely feel like our sponsor around the corner just waiting to give us money.
Yes.
Money for the show.
And given that you plugged WhatsApp so many times in the show, you know, hey, not that they need to advertise. But anybody, whoever you are, we're happy to sponsor you.
Yeah.
Or have you sponsored
any social media platform. We are the medium. Mm. We are the medium.
We are the medium. No, that makes no sense. Okay, so Prem, tell me, have you ever not texted somebody back when they have reached out to you after what they thought was clearly a connection had been formed?
Unfortunately, yes, I have. And I mean, of course, there's no two ways about it. I've ignored the person. And it was so embarrassing because I was out on Halloween at this rooftop bar, and there were a lot of girls, and of course, like, it's everybody's dressed up in some kind of a costume. Halloween is like a big fancy dress parade. So there was this girl who was dressed as the fairy godmother. And she came in, she stood next to me, she struck a conversation with me, then she kind of like flirted with me, said how sweet I am, blah, blah, blah. And then she asked me, can I get your number? And I obviously like didn't want to be rude, so I said, yeah, sure. And I gave her my number, my correct number. And she texted me the next day saying it was really nice to meet you. I didn't text back. Then she, after like 10 minutes, she wrote her name, and then a few hours later she wrote that she was the fairy godmother, and I ignored her, and then I bumped into her at a bar.
Serves
it's
you
I don't know it's ironic
right.
it's actually ironic because I actually liked her friend.
Oh.
Very attractive friend of hers, and I was watching this guy at the bar. He kept turning over, looking at us. He was a little tipsy. So I called him to where we were, and I introduced this fairy godmother girl to this guy, and they really hit it off. So it was perfect. So I actually, I kind of like...
You salvaged the situation.
Asked her.
But this...
Not only that. So I told her friend that, you know, I'm going to get your number. I would love to take you out. I'm going to get your number. But... I'm actually going to take permission from her if I can take your number. And of course she did.
But all's well that ends well.
So when she asked me, saying that, hey, you know, I texted you and I actually played dumb. Oh, what? Really? Oh, I didn't get any text. Like blatantly, stupidly lying. But of course, I immediately changed the subject. I chatted about what's going on in her life, invited them to sit next to me. But yes, it is embarrassing when you don't take ownership, and that's you're setting yourself up for failure.
True, because if you have you haven't taken ownership, now she's going to judge you, and she's going to tell her friend that you're worse, and it's dishonest.
On that happy, happy note, we're going to be signing off, and please catch us on the LSD Cast. So please write in to our email address, as we have said it so many times that you should have it memorized. It's lsdcast@sonolog.com. That's sonolog.com.
That's right. And if you're in India and you don't have an American accent right now, you can say lsdcast.
Hey, listen, it gets a little confusing. Just FYI.
For whom?
For me. I'm in America.
America. All right.
All right, guys. See you soon.
Bye.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ro. A Sonolog production.